What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Jeff Wilson started covering the Texas Rangers in 2008, though he'll never forget 2021. Out on his own, he decided it was time to do a podcast, but his wheels were spinning until a nerd came along. There's no going back now. Welcome to the Texas Rangers Baseball Podcast. Here's your host, Jeff Wilson, and the recliner nerd himself, John Moore.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. This is episode number 78, and today, Dustin Harris is going to join us, playing for the Frisco Rough Riders. We're going to get to Dustin in a little bit, but first, we're going to get into the big league stuff. Big thanks to Premier Properties for the new Premier Properties studio. And yeah, for being a part of that. We're 1 week into the season. We really want to get into the big league stuff and what's happened this first week. It is Friday morning. The Rangers are playing in Chicago today. We'll get into that in a minute. But we've had some interesting weeks ourselves. Yeah. You gave me a nice hat. Our Wednesdays. I'm going to explain what I'm wearing here in a minute. But tell me about your Wednesday. That was fun. Yeah. I'm jealous.
Wednesday, I went to the Masters. The Wednesday practice round.
How'd that come about?
Well, my brother-in-law won the lottery. You enter a lottery and you hope, and you're kind of at the mercy of the lottery system for what day you get. And I'm not complaining. Believe me, I can't really describe how great it was.
Is that your first time to ever walk the hallowed grounds of?
Oh, it is. Yeah, and you know, I've never. I don't get too excited about stuff, but that one left me pretty much speechless. I mean, and it's just. You know, it's beautiful. It's like the most beautiful place I've ever been. There's the whole element of, you know, you're at golf's most sacred ground, and then just the way they run things, like the concessions to the gift shop to the bathrooms, you know, you hardly wait in line ever. It's unbelievable, and there's so many people there. And but just to see the course, the layout, the elevation changes, the greens, how I don't know how I would not four putt every green. Just looking at them, and it was just an unbelievable day.
Well, and my Wednesday was pretty unbelievable too. So you can see I'm wearing maroon. Missouri State, my oldest son, Ryan, got into Missouri State. He had to audition to do this. He got in for, he is getting into the BFA program of acting. He wants to be an actor. Matt Hicks' son is doing this at USC.
Oh, okay.
So Matt and I talk about this. Jamie Newberg's daughter was a theater kid. My son is. So we spent the day, one big drive up to Springfield for that. My daughter went to Midwestern State. So I got the Midwestern State t-shirt.
Okay.
The Missouri State, this is where my money has gone so far, shirt. So big congrats, buddy. I'm proud of you.
That's great.
Yeah, so you know, Henry and Molly I'm watching grow up, so someday I'm going to watch this when you guys get ready to send them to college.
Yeah.
And Jenny's going to be up, you know, tearful, and you're going to be tearful, and I'm going to have already been past that. So
where is Missouri State?
It is in Springfield. All right. Now, my wife is from Illinois. We always stopped in Springfield halfway.
Okay.
Driving to Illinois, so now our son will be there.
All right.
Listen, we've got it's been the opening week, and the Rangers are 4-2. Okay. They swept Philadelphia, the reigning National League champs.
Yeah.
They lost 2 out of 3 to the Orioles before coming into this Cubs series. And we got to talk about what we saw this week. I'll tell you right now, you and I have kind of hinted around about this, but the Orioles are serving notice to those in the AL East, I think. That is a pitching is going to be their downfall if they can ever get that straightened out. That lineup is good.
Oh, it's good. And they're so young, you know, and they have a lot of talent. And, you know, Grayson Rodriguez came up and made that start Wednesday.
And did well.
Yeah, and he's one of, you know, a Texas kid. He's one of the top 10 prospects in baseball. But, I mean, they have like 100 of those, it seems like.
They do, yeah.
And, you know, you saw Gunnar Henderson, the nice shortstop who went the opposite way off of John Gray, took him out. And, of course, they have Adley Rutschman. Great catcher, former number one overall pick, and I'm sure I'm skipping guys, but you get the picture. I mean,
Mountcastle's nice.
They've sucked for a long time, and
they kind of did the Astro thing,
Tampa Bay Rays thing. You're terrible for, you know, and you got to take advantage of it. You can't miss with those picks,
right?
And you know, the Astros did miss with some of their picks, but they hit on a lot of them. And you know, you look at the Rays teams when the Rays got really good in 08 and 09 and 10. Those guys were all first round picks, you know,
right.
And then or high second round picks. And, you know, theoretically, this is what the Rangers are going to be doing.
Right.
You know, with Leiter, Rocker, they have the number four overall pick this year. Maybe they get another pitcher. Maybe they get the Tennessee kid. You know, LSU has about two or three guys
who are really good. Pick,
yeah. So, there's a lot of talent, but again, you can't miss. You just can't miss.
Right.
When you draft there, you have to hit, and it looks like the Orioles have done that. So good for them. You know, Baltimore runs hot and cold, like a lot of fan bases. It's been a pretty depressing place at Camden Yards the last few years before last year. But when the Orioles are good and in it, it's a great crowd.
It's a
great atmosphere and a great. I mean, it's always a great venue.
Right.
So good for them, but the Rangers did finally snap their losing streak against them. It was eight.
Yeah, they
games.
Had a pitcher that went out for them. That what's his name? The guy.
Yeah, DeGrom.
Is that how you say it?
DeGrom.
Yeah, DeGrom.
Yeah, I mean, what an outing!
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Look, he gave up two runs, but that's a guy that can get one or two guys on base and has the strikeout pitch to get out of an inning, and just it's like all of a sudden the new thing hits.
He was perfect through four, you know, a walk and an error contributed to the two runs that the Orioles did get off of him. He struck out 11, you know,
right.
I mean, it was just, you know, that's what he's supposed to do. And that's what he's capable. I mean, that's what he's capable of doing every time out.
Yep.
That's how good he is. You know,
God,
again,
he was good.
Again, knock on wood, he stays healthy.
Right.
But you know, he got up to 92 pitches, I think. So he's good to go now,
yep.
You know, and,
they'll stretch that next time. He's feeling good, you know, looking afterwards. But were you out there? No, you were in Augusta, and I was in Spring Camp.
Yeah.
So here's something, you know, I wanted to bring this up. You and I have consistently said this from day one. It was not Chris Woodward's fault that this team was horrible.
I agree.
It was not. He did not have the talent. He did not, you know, he's kind of the scapegoat on this for what happened. But I got to tell you, the guy that's sitting at the top of the step right now he knows how to work a bullpen.
He sure does.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I think he, you know, and he did, the Sunday win on national TV over the Phillies was I think the manager gets a lot of the credit for that one because he made the right moves. You know, he's a big believer in using the bench for defense, and he was able to do that. Adolis Garcia. You know, right after Jankowski goes into play center, Garcia makes a huge catch that probably saves a run or, you know, helps snuff out a rally before it started. But yeah, the bullpen management and, you know, he likes having defined roles. And it's pretty defined that Jonathan Hernandez, Will Smith and Jose Leclerc in some order are going to pitch the seventh, eighth and ninth when
Rangers
have
got
a lead. And it looks like Brock Burke will be in right before them. So
if they need to go somewhere in the sixth,
that's kind of where things look to be after six games. But you know, 4-2 start, it's pretty good considering where this team's been. You know, they didn't win their third game last year until the 12th game or something like that, and so it's going the right way. I know it's been a week,
sure. You can overreact in a week.
Yeah, it's been six home games. You know, they're on the road now, and. You know, it's supposed to be cold as well, it's going to cuss, but it's supposed to be pretty chilly today in Chicago. But you know, the weather's going to hold out, it looks like, for the weekend. So, and then they come home, get the Royals. So, you know, it's, you know, the season never stops. And, you know, and again, if you look at it like it's as a football game, they're like at halftime of the first game of a NFL season.
You right.
know, they're so barely into this thing.
Right.
And, but you know, the good is that, you know, Martin Perez pitched well.
Yep.
Jacob DeGrom has pitched well both times. You know, Nate Eovaldi pitched well. He pitches today, but he pitched well in the second game. He just had, you know, a couple sun balls, an error that was made behind him, some bad luck there.
Had the one off his ankle that probably...
Sure.
Although it didn't... Nothing that was worthy of IL, but that probably stung a little bit yeah. there for a little bit.
And then, you know, Martin pitched well. You know, you...
John Gray pitched great. Yeah. He might have been best of all in that first round.
And then Andrew Heaney wasn't great results, you know. And so, but it's the first one.
The exit velocity wasn't horrible for him. He had a couple that were, but I mean.
Yeah.
In other words, he's the guy, he's the fifth starter in this massive new rotation, and he's the one I think we all wondered, can he be the Andrew Heaney that was with the Dodgers last year? And you know, what? Hopefully so. He's a big strikeout guy now.
Yeah.
So, look, you know, everybody started, they were ready to dump him and go to Dane Dunning. It's like, it's one start, man. You can't do that yet. Yeah. This guy has a track record, and he's your fifth starter.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, Dunning's been good.
Boy, has he ever.
So, you know, there are options
Reagan's
there,
has been good.
If they're able to stretch him out, keep him stretched out, that's going to help. It's going to help a lot. So anyway, offensively, you know, I think you're encouraged by how Josh Young has started the season. You know, Mitch Garver's been good, I think. You know, Garcia and Lowe have hit their home runs. Marcus Semien did hit a home run. Finally, you know.
Yeah.
Second game of the season. He didn't have to wait for the 43rd game of the season or whatever it was last year. So, you know, those are all encouraging signs. But I think Josh Young, you know, his first week as the everyday player, being on the opening day roster for the first time, he is producing, he's winning games for him.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to get him going the right way early rather than.
And he'll have his stretches. Look, they're going to get a book on him, and they're going to scout him, and they're going to try to exploit that because he's young, and he'll have a stretch where he goes 1-14 over a series. And that's what you do with a kid like that on a winning team. You play it out and go, this is your position. Just keep doing it.
Well, and you know, he's never, he's never traveled like this. He's never been to most of these ballparks.
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to just about every experience is going to be a new experience for him.
Sure.
And absolutely. And you factor that in too.
Well, what else? Anything else we want to get to? The Cubs series coming up. Then they come back here for Kansas City. I'll be out there Monday night. I'm assuming, will you be out there?
Yeah, I'll make it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, We'll be out there covering you from top to bottom. We want to get into anything before we get into Dustin?
No, just, you know, it just seems like they're off to a very good start.
You should be encouraged as a Ranger fan.
Yeah, I mean, just compared to where the team's been, this has to feel great.
Yeah.
And, you know, any little positive momentum is momentum, and the Rangers seem to have some right now. You know, they're on the Apple TV thing today. They're going to be on Sunday Night Baseball next weekend in Houston. That's 4 national broadcasts to start the season. I mean, you know,
Jacob DeGrom brought some cred.
Yeah. You're kind of getting a tip of the cap to the Rangers here early on for, you know, what they've done the last couple of years, not just DeGrom, but the spending and you know, they're popular pick to click, so to speak. And so it'll be, you know, they're going to get some eyeballs on them, and that's good. And I hope that for our sake and sanity that this is a good season after 6 straight losers. And
it drug out last year. You get towards the end of a bad season, and just getting out there was a little bit of a drag for you and me to get out there to cover it.
Sure.
But we had a job to do for Rangers today, and we wanted to get that out and get the stuff out. So you just push
it's
forward.
It's your job.
It's your job.
It's the grind. They can't all be winners. I mean,
but it's time for us to have a good season.
That's right. It's time for everybody. It's especially, but especially the fans. They need to have a good season. And I think just 6 games worth of evidence. And I mean, the shit
could
hit
the fan. They're going to be competitive.
A bunch of people could get hurt, you know.
Yeah.
The 2014 team, I know they were injured to start the season, but they started out okay.
Right.
And like Shin-Soo Chu was a great player for the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And but then everybody started getting hurt. So, you know, you play out the season and things can happen. But right now you got to feel good. And because you feel good, you need to want to follow the Rangers and you need to subscribe to this YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
And you also need to subscribe to Rangers Today.
Hit the subscribe button down there. You need to just subscribe to Rangers Today. At least get on the newsletter. That's not the daily coverage that has the good inside stuff, but at least you'll get some stuff every day.
Yeah.
So listen, guys, we're going to be – we got some big partnerships coming up. It's going to be fun. We can't – we'll describe that later when it's official. It's going to be neat. But right now, let's get ready for Dustin Harris, who's going to join us. We had a big – I was out there last night.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that in the bus leagues because we got a lot to talk about in the bus leagues. Dustin Harris right after this, guys. We'll be right back. Whether you're buying, selling, leasing, or have someone manage your real estate, Premier Properties is the place for you. They've been serving the DFW area for over 30 years, plus they manage my property, so I should know. If you have any real estate needs, call them at 972-298-4000. That's 972-298-4000. Or go to swdallasrealty.com. That's SW, like Southwest, dallasrealty.com. That's Premier Properties, your Main Street realtor. All right, guys, and joining us right now from Frisco, where he had his Frisco debut last night, went 2-for-4, is Rangers outfielder Dustin Harris. I was out there last night and I saw him, so Dustin came up and talked to me for a little bit. What's going on, buddy?
No, not much. Just excited to be back on the field, and season opener last night was a lot of fun and had a big win and just going to try to keep it rolling.
So to recap, your 2022 was pretty good, but it was cut short because of that little nagging little wrist thing. But what did you get out of last season?
I feel like last season was kind of a learning curve for me. First time playing outfield for the most part, and full season and left up until I hurt my wrist diving in the outfield. But no, it was a good year. I feel like there was a lot I could improve on, but overall, I think I gained a lot of knowledge just being able to play left and just trying to figure out reads off the bat and how balls are hit and stuff. I just feel like I learned a lot in that aspect, and then just with hitting, I just had to sharpen my approach, and just I feel like I learned a lot.
I mean, it's a big jump.
Yeah,
right. High A to double A is, you know, Mike Maddox says it's the biggest jump, and but you still held your. I mean, if you hadn't injured, you would have had another probably 2020 season. So how do you hone your approach during an off season? What do you do to make that happen?
During the off season, I wasn't able to do much swinging just because I was still recovering from my from my wrist injury, but just kind of mental reps to some degree, and then during spring I just tried to see as many pitches as I could, and just like watch shapes and stuff, and just try to get on time and not try to take my walks when they come, and don't try to force anything.
Can you do virtual reality at all? Have you ever done that?
I've messed around with it here and there, but I just don't think that's the same. I'm not too much of a fan of that.
Okay, because I know that Josh Young, when he was hurt, he was a big VR guy. He was strapping that thing on every night.
Yeah.
that seems a little extreme. I see the commercials on Facebook and stuff for like when is it Win Reality or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, man, should I get that for my son? And it's like, probably not, because he has a VR. But it's like, I don't know. That seems a little much, and I don't want to screw him up.
No,
I know, and a lot of guys like it, but I just don't know if it works for me.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so you're back at Frisco. It feels like this has a chance to be a shorter stay if you get off good. But how are you looking at this opportunity?
I'm looking at it as a good opportunity. I mean, I'm not going to try to force anything. Mm-hmm. The more thinking you do, it's hard to try to play the role of a GM or something and wear to guys. But no, I'm just, we got a stacked lineup here, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And just the guys hitting in front of me, behind me, I think it's going to make it somewhat, not easy, but they're going to help me out a little bit.
Sure. You were in big league spring training. You're on the 40-man roster. What was that like for you, your first camp?
Yeah, no, I went last year. I was there, I think, for a week, maybe a week and a half.
Yeah, but last year doesn't count.
Yeah, but no, it was cool just to be around the guys and just hang out, talk shop with them, and just kind of see how they go about their business and just take what I can from them and just try to improve my game.
What was there anybody you zeroed in on or tried to dig into their brains to give you tips, or is it just ask who you see something, ask something?
Yeah, it was kind of, for me, it was more kind of see something, ask something. But just watching like Marcus Semien's like routines and stuff, it's kind of impressive. And then just in the dugout when during the games, just talking with the guys and just taking little clips here and there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, being on the 40-man is a huge deal. Being versatile is a big deal. How much first base have they indicated you're going to play?
So I think it's going to be like four outfield to two first.
Okay.
Okay. Kind of the plan as of now.
Well, is it like riding a bike playing first base? You know.
I feel like that's just like riding a bike going over to first. I feel comfortable there.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the Rangers aren't blessed with a lot of depth at first base in the system. And
right.
You got Blaine Krim, who's a hitting machine, and
yeah.
you a hitting machine. I mean, but it gets a little thin after that, so it makes sense. But no third, right? And you're done with third?
Yeah. I don't want to say done just because I think I can still go over there and hold it down, but they haven't mentioned anything about third this season.
Okay. So, you know, you said you wanted to improve on those things, your approach and such. After spring training and, I guess, one game, do you feel like you've made the right kind of progress that you were aiming to make?
I mean, it's such a small sample size, but, yeah, I feel like I'm kind of dialed in and on time with heaters and able to see spin and just laying off pitches that I don't necessarily need to be swinging at. Cause my problem is I think I can hit every pitch and then get carried away swinging at pitches, three balls out of the zone and just getting behind in counts and trying to fight back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's when you had your great 2021. I mean, you weren't doing that. So, I mean, but again, the pit, it's a different level. It's different stuff that you hadn't seen before. Now you've seen it. I'm sure you're in a better spot. And then shoot Trevor Hauver, your teammate, and Aaron Zavala, when he comes back, my gosh, those guys, they don't speak it. Anything. They're unbelievable. And Evan Carter, of course. I mean, how can we leave him out? And his a great eye, but that was your, you know, going into last season, the Rangers and scouts were raving about how well you did that. So I think you're fine. But speaking of all those names I just mentioned, and you'd said it, you know, a stacked lineup. You haven't even talked about the pitching staff and Jim Callis, who works for MLB Pipeline, said that the Frisco Rough Riders are the most talented team in minor league baseball.
Yeah.
and it's there. I mean, what do you see when you go to the ballpark every day? I mean, it's just talent and talent and talent.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's almost like an all-star team out there. I mean, between the guys on the mound, it's just they pound the zone and throw multiple pitches for strikes, just put it where they want to, and then I don't know if there's a weak spot in the order in the lineup. I mean, those pitchers on the opposing pitchers got to be kind of pissed coming here.
Open for off days for a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Stomach bug to sweep through the clubhouse. Okay. Are you a goal setter? I mean, you kind of said you're not going to try to force anything, but I'm sure you kind of have an idea of what you want to do. Do you have any goals?
Yeah, I'm kind of a goal setter, but I'm not the type to write anything down and put anything in print. Like,
yeah,
but I kind of just know what I'm capable of. I know, like, my goals are, like, I don't like getting beat by pitchers or anything. So, like, if I'm going to get beat, I'm going to beat myself.
Okay.
And if I can limit that, then I think I'll be all right.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
And how's the double tree treating you? Right.
The what?
The hotel there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Just had a solid hotel breakfast. Can't nice. Beat it.
Nice.
Came back up here.
So did they have a buffet, or were you sitting in a, or did you order off a menu?
No, it was a buffet. Got up there twice.
Baseball players eat, buddy, I'm telling you.
So yeah, I mean, we could get into this a little later, but like, breakfast, what's your go-to?
I'm a big avocado on toast guy. I like doing that. And okay. Then French toast is probably my favorite, with some strawberries on the side or something.
Oh my gosh, did they have that on the buffet?
They didn't have that this morning.
Oh man. I'm sure.
What'd you have to go with? Just eggs and bacon, or did they have some toast and avocado?
No, I went a sausage and a bagel.
Okay.
There you go. And then
cereal after that.
Okay. 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 So that's about all the baseball talk I've got here. You know, we'll get a little more. John here, though, is going to get into the non-baseball stuff.
The fun stuff. Okay, now it's time to ask, because we asked you last time about your favorite food, and you said you love burgers.
Yeah.
But you had never eaten at a Whataburger.
Uh-oh.
Have you now?
In-N-Out.
You're an In-N-Out guy.
You're an In-N-Out. Have you eaten Whataburger now?
My Whataburger go-to is the honey butter chicken biscuit. That's what I like from there.
That's my daughter's thing. She loves that.
Is that a breakfast thing?
No, it's not. It's kind of a breakfast thing, but they serve it all day.
Yeah, no, I could eat a few of those.
What about burgers? Do you like their burgers? I mean, I know you say you like In-N-Out, but do you like the burgers?
No, the burgers are solid. I just don't think they compete with In-N-Out. That's right.
No, and Dustin's
street, I'm going to In-N-Out.
Yeah,
Dustin's from Florida, so he doesn't really have a dog in the fight.
No, he doesn't.
So what? What's the best burger? The best burger place in Florida?
Like a quick burger?
Yeah, a fast food burger that you're, dang it, I'm getting one of these.
There's nothing really like In-N-Out or Whataburger. I don't think it's just kind of McDonald's, Burger King, or just like there, the.
Yeah, I don't think they have.
Is it a Checkers or Rally's? Checkers?
Yeah, there's Checkers.
Do you got White Castle down there?
Nah, yeah, they have. Yep.
Yeah. White Castle.
Okay. All right.
What about Steak and Shake? Steak and Shake. First time I ever had Steak and Shake was in Florida.
Solid.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got the burger. So, do you have a favorite burger place in Frisco that isn't fast food?
I haven't found one of those yet.
All right.
All right.
All right. There's good ones.
Okay. We're going to get into some fun stuff with some of your, let me ask you something. Did I read right? Is your brother playing for OU?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's a shortstop over there.
Dakota, right?
Yeah, he actually they played a week long tournament over here at Frisco a couple weeks ago.
Right, right. You were in spring training, but yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't come, that's why I was wondering.
He's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing real good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, in that tournament over here, he actually won tournament MVP, which was pretty cool.
Yep.
Now see, weren't you were an infielder, right? When you were in high school, you describe yourself as like a skinny little guy who never hit a home run.
Yeah, I didn't have. I don't think I had it my junior year. But anyway, let's not talk about that. I played shortstop my first year of high school, and then second the other 3 years.
That's right. That's right. That's how I remember it. And then COVID, and all you could do was lift weights. And
yep.
Now,
then he hit 21 home runs or whatever that year, and here we are now.
You're twice the size of high school Justin.
He was on his way to 20 home runs last year too. Before
it's happening. Yeah,
it's going. Okay, let me ask you this. So we're going to talk about some of your teammates. You tell me some of this. Who's the best dressed guy you've been playing with for the last couple of years?
Oof, are we talking like clubhouse? Walking into the clubhouse, what they're wearing?
Sure,
walking in. Yeah.
Yeah.
trying to think of this team. A couple new faces in this locker room.
It could be an old one too, if it's somebody you were with last year.
Best dressed. I really don't
vote,
know.
You can vote for yourself.
Yeah, are you best dressed? That's who said that? Was it Nate Lowe that said he was best dressed?
That's right.
He's best dressed himself.
Yeah. Who's funniest? Who cracks you up every day?
Kellen Strom. He's a character.
I think we've got a couple of Kellen Stroms.
I think we've heard that from a couple of people.
I need to bring him on and test this out.
Now, is he a prankster also? Who's the prankster?
Oh, I'd go with that one. I'd take Jace Easley. He's the prankster.
Have you seen any good pranks that he's pulled?
Nothing comes top of the head, but
he can't say.
Well, the thing about Jace is he's so fast he can outrun anybody if somebody gets pissed and starts chasing him. He can just run away.
That's true. All right. Here's a fun one. This one's always interesting. So if you got in a back alley bar fight, who's the guy you want standing next to you? That's the guy that's going to help you out.
I'd probably have to take Owen. Owen with that one.
Yeah, I think Owen's got a mean streak in him. Yeah. I could see that.
He punched out a freaking mound.
Well, the mound won.
Yes,
right?
It did.
Yeah, he lost that one.
We'll get a couple more for you, bud. We're going to let you out of here so you can go on the rest of your day. Anything you're binge-watching right now you want to suggest for the fans out there?
No, I'm not a big TV show. I'm actually watching The Masters. Sure, you guys are, too.
Atta baby.
Yeah, I got my hat.
I went to The Masters. I went to the Wednesday practice round. I got back yesterday. I mean, if you ever get a chance to go, you got to go. I mean, it's phenomenal. The TV doesn't do it justice. And then these guys, I don't know how much golf you play, but these guys just kill the ball.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
And, like, their bad shots are, like, a foot off the fairway, you know.
Yeah.
They, like, lean in. And like, but it's just a tremendous – it's just an amazing place to go. Make sure you have enough money, a big enough credit card limit, because you're going to spend a – shit pile of money in the gift shop. I think I spent $600.
Oh my god.
And I mean, because I don't know when I'm going to go back.
Yeah, Kathy would spend that.
And it's not, you know, you can't buy too. This stuff anywhere, but you know, this is official licensed stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
I have my official license hat because my partner.
That's right. That's right. I got John a hat. But it's just tremendous. So you need to go. I know you're a baseball player and it's in April and you're usually busy, but gosh darn it.
Yeah, you know, you're going to be a retired major league player one day.
Yeah, so in 20 years, make sure you go.
Yeah, you got to go when you're retired. Hey, what is it you do on the team bus ride or flight? What's something you like to do on there? You say you don't watch a lot of stuff on there. What are you doing?
No, I'm playing cards I sleep really well on the bus.
Okay. Oh, good for you.
All right.
Good for you.
So last one, Texas League has some pretty nice stadiums around it. Is there an away stadium you like playing at that's really nice? You think it's cool?
I'm sure you guys could probably guess this one. I love it in Amarillo.
Amarillo? Hey, I was just there and saw that place last week, and my son was in a thing there, like a little robotics thing.
Uh-huh.
And that stadium was right next door to where we were.
Oh, really?
Dude, it is windy. That's what helps it. It is windy all day long.
Well, it's windy in Amarillo all day long.
It is. It's also higher elevation. That's Texas. It's getting up there.
What's the worst bus trip you have to take?
I'm not actually sure on this one. I'm not sure.
You had some bad ones in Down East, right?
Yeah, Down East was they got long over there.
Yeah.
These aren't too bad.
Yeah, I think he was in Down East before the realignment, right?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. That was the first year. But the new thing is if you
go so many miles, now you have to fly, right? So that's why they keep them within a certain – is that the new rule?
I think. Oh, is that? I don't know.
There's not many around here that in AA that get there.
But if you have to go from, like, Corpus to somewhere.
Could be.
That could be an ass kicker.
Yeah, that'd be
going to Amarillo from Corpus.
Or to somewhere in Arkansas.
Absolutely.
So, I don't think we've asked anybody about this, but are you following the minor league union stuff? Are you? But you're on the 40 man. So, yeah, so you're not.
Yeah.
You're on the 40 man.
He already got his raise.
No, but I mean, he's pretty, now that you're on the 40 man, you're. Right, you're a 40 man. You're part of the Players Association,
right?
MLB Players Association.
Yeah, but I saw that they raised the minor league pay, which is sweet.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever going to argue with more money. I never have. I've never said, you know what, that's just too much for me.
Well, you know, and Dustin was not a first round pick.
No, he wasn't.
You know, he's not. He doesn't have Jack Leiter money.
Get the bonus he's close though. He's about to. That's right. So, but you are going to make more money now.
That's right, baby. True. Good for you. Good for all of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Anything else before we let him get back to
work? No, just as always, thanks. We've enjoyed getting to know you here over the last couple of years. So
absolutely. I saw him yesterday, and he was like 11 o'clock, right? And I'm like, yep, we're going to see you at 11 o'clock.
I may go out there Saturday.
Saturday, you going to try to get out
there?
Yeah. Yeah, I might not go tonight. I don't know. We may be going to Houston, but we'll see. Dustin, hey, bud, again, thanks a lot. A great season. We're going to do this again, obviously. We're going to get you back on here again, but have a great season. We're going to see you out the yard a few times. But we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Pleasure talking to you.
All right, Dustin.
All right, man. That's Dustin Harris, outfielder for the Texas Rangers. He's now a Frisco Rough Rider. We're going to go down in the bus leagues right after this. A big thanks to Dustin Harris for joining us from out there in Frisco. But we've got to go down to the bus leagues. We got a lot to talk about as the minor league started last night.
You're right.
Pretty well for everyone. Wilson Santos was impressive.
Winston, 6 innings, 1 hit, no walks, 5 strikeouts. I mean, you know, his deal's been control. If he pitches like that.
Just another name.
Exactly.
Name that doing.
Yeah, Hickory won, Frisco won, Down East lost by a run, Round Rock lost by 3. They're now into their season. They started last Friday.
They've struggled a bit, but they're dealing with kind of the best. Look, we gotta talk about Jim Callis and what Jim Callis put out.
Yeah.
So Jim Callis, for the guys, a friend of the show. We're going to get Jim back on here, by the way. We need to get him. I'll reach out to him about getting back on here maybe next week. I don't know. We'll see what his schedule is. Jim Callis did the best minor league teams in all of baseball, a top 10.
Yeah.
And number one, rightly so, was the Frisco Rough Riders.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we talked a little bit with Dustin about this. You look at the roster. They have, I think, five of the Rangers' top 10 prospects are there. There's 4 top 100 prospects there, according to the pipeline. So, it's a good team, and you know, it's going to get better theoretically. Kumar Rocker, everybody expects him to pitch well at Hickory and sign and join up with
Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia,
man, he had a great spring. Everybody I talked to at the end of camp, I was like, who's been the best pitcher? Ryan Garcia came out of their mouth. I mean, it's good to see and such
he
a
was
nice guy.
Great in college.
Yeah, he was really good last year too. I mean, you know, he's a good pitcher. And so, you know, a little bit older now because of the injuries and everything, but
they did the right thing starting him in Double A. They
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I was told that it came down to him or Rocker, and you know, there's an age factor there. Ryan is older. You know, Rocker has not pitched in the fall league, but looked really good in spring training. You know, but that's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they juggle things early on. You know, the low A team, Brock Porter started last night and struggled, you know, 32 pitches, only threw 12 strikes, only got one out before they removed him, or maybe it was 2 outs. You get the picture.
Right.
But they have so many starters at Down East that they're just going to be piggybacking and piggybacking and piggybacking. And so it's it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because those guys are truly developing, and so they're going to be on a pretty tight leash. The guys at Hickory, they got through last year at Down East. I would wonder if any of those starters are going to be on a leash. It might be Rocker,
right,
to start, and then Frisco. I mean, Leiter threw 79 pitches,
right,
and 4 1/3. It looks like he's going to the reins are going to be taken off of him this year. We'll see what happens with the rest of them. I don't know that Ryan Garcia necessarily will be doing that, just considering his workload so far as a professional. And then right. The Round Rock can also be in a piggyback situation. They did that last time with Lats and Cole Wynn, who, you know, walked too many guys again. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that it's early, and I'll go with. You know, I heard somebody at the end of camp say, "Oh, you know, I heard Cole Wynn's, you know, walking guys again," and then you know, you talk to somebody else, and they're like, "He's been great in the spring." So, yeah. So we'll see, and I'll go with the guy who said he'd been great, and see how it plays out. But Cody Bradford, our buddy, was really
he
good,
was good
in
the
his
other night,
in his AAA debut. A couple guys that are struggling to get going. Foskey was struggling a little bit. Davis Wenzel is struggling a little bit. Our buddy John Ornelas, who was our guest last week, he's at least got a hit. Some of these guys don't even have hits yet, but that lineup is going to be really good.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything to worry about. So,
well, and I was at the game last night. So it's Friday morning, guys. So last night Frisco opened. I went out there to watch Jack pitch. I'll give you a scouting report on him right now. Fastball sitting mid-90s. Mid to 90, 95, 96 on their board out there. The same thing. And go to the YouTube channel. I talked to Jack after the game. I've got a little video out there talking to him down in the clubhouse. You know, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
He just, you know what? Here's what I loved about what Jack told me. So he gave up 2 home runs last night. The one he gave up to Lawler, he literally said, bad pitch, hung a slider, good guy like that, took it out. The other one gave total credit to the guy. He said, I put the pitch where I wanted it. That guy went and got it. I mean, you know, you know what? When you're a professional, you take your hat off and go, that's the pitch I wanted. He just did something with it.
Yeah.
But he walked a couple of guys. That's part of the issue with it. I asked him if it was the seams on the ball, if that was the problem. He said, I'm not going to make an excuse on that. We're back to the minor league ball. We were using the big league ball last year. We're back to the minor. I didn't realize they did that again. They switched it back to the minor league ball this year.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And he said, but that's no excuse. He goes, when my slider's working, it's good. And he goes, I feel better with it, but, you know.
Yeah.
He goes, I was trying to jump out and get people to chase early with the slider. They were laying off of it. And he goes, and again, I was falling behind, you know, that kind of a stuff.
Yeah.
So that was good. But I'm going to tell you right now, that lineup, I'll tell you what I noticed about that lineup. Of course, they scored 12 runs last night.
Right, right.
Halver hit the grand slam. You know, I got fooled. Everyone saw, I put out a video that was Evan Carter's triple. That turned out to be a single.
Right, because he missed second.
So here's what happened. I was down there. He hits what I thought was a triple. It went around. He slides into third. I catch it. I go, all right, this is a great video I got. I got up and walked up the stands because I was going to move. I move around when I'm there to get some video stuff. And I walked up, and as I was walking around, it looked like he got thrown out at home because he tried to steal home when they appealed. So I just thought he got caught stealing home. That's what I saw in my head.
Okay.
I didn't know that it wasn't a triple for like 7 innings.
That's fine.
And so I get up there and Tepid, our buddy Tepid, was up there in the press box, and I'd been up and down from there. And they were having problems with the screen, the scoreboard. They were having some technical issues with that scoreboard. And I got up and I said, you still having trouble? It says he's got 2 singles. And they go, he does have 2 singles. And I go, what do you mean? He said, he missed second base. I go, what? They go, you missed that? I said, I thought he was trying to steal home. He goes, no, he tried to steal home when they were trying to pick him off.
Okay.
And so that, or when they were appealing. But that, let me tell you what the lineup does. First of all, Dustin, our buddy, we just talked to him. He got 2 hits last night. He killed that. I got a video of that. I'm going to get that double out there. The first double he hit, it was the first pitch. Those guys are patient at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
So JC, every one of them made the pitchers work to get it in play. And they are, that is a potent lineup.
Well, Trevor Halver hit the grand slam, and that's his deal. You know, last year, he and Aaron Zavala were back and forth, you know, right around the same number of walks to strikeouts, you know, and then we talk about how good Frisco is. Aaron Zavala is going to join that team at some point here.
Yep.
And that'll be another top 10 guy that's in that lineup, you know, once he's done with his rehab. And it sounds like that's getting a little closer than maybe people thought. I'm sure the Rangers will take their time with it, but, you know, just another guy to stick in the lineup.
Hey, let me tell you something else. Ricky Venasco is close. Ricky, I got a little video of him at Media Day, and he was out there with a big leg brace, and he was throwing and all that, and which was great. So Ricky was up in the bullpen when I first – I didn't get there till almost 6 o'clock last night, and I just walked down to see if Jack was warming up. He wasn't. Ricky saw me. I said, hey, man. He comes running over with no brace and jumps up onto the deal, and I said, dude, I was like a dad. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, oh, no, I'm good. I said, you're not wearing the brace? He goes, no. He goes, I go, how close are you? He goes, I should be on the mound next month. He goes, I mean, in games next month.
Okay, good.
I said, well, you've got to rehab. He goes, yeah, I'm going to go back to Arizona. I got to go back and rehab in Arizona. I said, you're post-surgery? But it was a meniscus. It wasn't an ACL.
Yeah.
Which I think is a little bit.
Sure. It's a,
It's a smaller one. But he's like, I'll be back on the mound in May. And he said, we're looking at like the Midland trip in May.
Oh, wow.
Midland, Odessa, where he's going to be back on the mound pitching. So that was better than I thought.
Yeah, definitely.
That's better. But
yeah, so there's another guy that you can throw in there who's going to be right on the outside of the top 10.
Right,
with TK Roby and you know, and like we said, Garcia's gonna move and make a little noise. I think this here season.
But you
look at the Hickory rotation,
full of
really good guys. Brat, Rocker, Teodo, who throws 103.
Yeah,
Larson Kendrich, who we need to get on. Santos, who pitched so darn well.
Yeah.
In the opener. I mean, it's just there are a lot of arms, and we talked about in the first segment how the Orioles are stacking up prospects and all this stuff, and not all of these guys that we're talking about were top draft choices,
right?
But and you know, Teodo and Santos were like bargain bin international signings,
right?
You get your talent and you develop it and you see what happens, and now the Rangers, in theory, have several waves of pitching that can help. And I know that a lot of these pitchers are signed on the big league team for multiple years, but I'm sure they timed it out and have a plan, a long range plan. But there are arms.
Yep. And let me tell you this. Here's the exciting thing about why you need to be with Rangers today. Let me tell you why. I go out to media day Thursday. Now we've dealt with these guys from the bottom of the organization to the top. Every single player that saw me walked up to me and said, what's going on? And they were high-fiving me, giving me little hugs. They like Rangers today. Those guys are going to be big leaguers one day.
Yeah.
And when they're big leaguers, they have already dealt with us for a couple years, few years. They like us. We cover all the way down into the minor leagues. This part right here, guys, I'm separating them and making them into just bus league little things on the YouTube channel. If you only want to watch it, it's obviously going to be with the full show like we're doing right now.
Yep.
But I'm separating them out and getting them out. And our producer, Joel, again, a lot of heads up. He's just doing great for us getting these things put together.
Right.
And he's going to start doing some Spanish stuff. So
yeah,
you know,
he did. Yeah.
Yeah, he's done one. He's going to get back out and do that. So if you guys know some people that would have more fun, you know, some bilingual people that like Spanish stuff, that's coming.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming. So, hopefully, speaking of bilingual, hopefully Joel can get around the high A team that has Anthony Gutierrez and
absolutely
Leider Figueroa and Daniel Cueva and Jason Morobel.
Who's gotten huge.
Morobel, or I always screw up his name. I hate it, and I'll ask somebody, how does he say his last name? Okay, perfect. I forget. Just goes in one ear out the other. But he's a name to know, and it's just a good group down there offensively. It'll be exciting to see what they do. So anyway, Rangers today, $60 for a year, $5.99 for a month. I mean, if we get a couple of founding members to sign up for 200, you get some perks with that. You help me pay off my master's trip. So, it's just good stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I mean, absolutely. I'm obviously biased, but the players know. front office knows. We had coaches come up to us in spring training and say, I love the podcast. I love what you guys are doing with the website. So, I mean, if the Rangers like it, you're going to like it.
You know, we got to get some more ass of big leaguers. You guys need to get out there and send me your videos. We haven't pushed that like we should have. It's been a busy couple of weeks. My kid's been trying to settle this college thing.
I get it.
Your kids are running around ball, doing all that stuff that's going on too. But the coverage is there, and we want to do ask a big leaguer, and the players seem to like it. I mean, I got Corey Seager to answer a question. Josh Young, who did it, and of course Mitch Garver. Did a long description of what you should take
care of your body.
Great answer about keeping your grades up. If you want to get important. College.
Speaking of college.
And do all that. I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
This is episode number 2 in the new studio, and we're very proud of it. Big announcements coming up, guys. I think we're going to get out of here. Big thanks to Dustin Harris for stopping down and coming on here with us. And guys, until next time, we'll see you at the yard.